started. All right. So, hi, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Not Cool. Today, first off, can I just say thank you so much for listening and tuning in, because it's a brand new podcast. This will be number 13 or 14 episodes, and I really appreciate you guys tuning in and watching, because there's 4.5,800,672 podcasts that you could be listening to, and I just really appreciate it. I feel like Southwest. I'm like, thanks for it. You could choose any airline, but you chose to come in to me. See what I'm saying?
Oh, I did come into you.
And we're going to start our porn now. So for today, I'm really excited about my guest because it's a more personal guest to me. And I feel like I hold my cards pretty close to my chest with my personal life a little bit. So I'm a little nervous. I'm kind of nervous. I'm a little like, okay, sounds good. So
it's just me.
I know, that's why I'm nervous.
It's just me.
So my guest today is my wife, first off. And second off, she is a photographer to some of the biggest rock musicians. Not just rock musicians, but musicians, pop artists, rap artists, celebrities. You name it, you got it. Like, everybody, please welcome Jen Rosenstein. Yay! Hi, Jenny.
Hey, baby.
So tell me, I mean, I know a lot about you, but who actually are some of the top celebrity that you're known for that people are like, oh shit, Jen Rosenstein, okay. Who would you say? I mean, I kind of
Sarah Rose Hyland.
Jenny.
I mean, you're up there.
Okay, seriously, who's...
Goes Sarah Rose Hyland.
Being an idiot.
I'm an idiot. Obviously, people love my work with the Foo Fighters and Dave Grohl. Can you hear me?
Your voice is really soft and low. It's very soothing. It's great for meditation, unlike mine, which is a nice shrieking that would break a glass and make you punch yourself in the eye. But like yours is low. So you need to talk into the mic and people want to hear who you photographed.
Yeah, I mean, Sarah Rose Hyland. Okay. I've done some stuff with the Foo Fighters. I've done a bunch of stuff. Jason Mraz, mm-hmm. John Batiste, who I absolutely love, John Legend, who I love, Sarah Rose Hyland, Pegasus the Magical Dog. A bunch of art. I mean, there's a bunch. Guitar legends like Joe Satriani, Steve Vai, Tegan and Sarah. I don't know. There's a bunch of folks.
Yeah.
There's a bunch.
There's a bunch.
Milk, who's a dear friend and I work with all the time. Maybe one day she'll be on. Who knows?
Yeah, Milk, come on the show.
I was just at the White House.
Ooh, that's right. Remind me the woman that you shot there. Just remind me her name.
Green Jean-Pierre.
Ooh, I hope you're right.
I hope so. I'm like, why am I getting
And then the door
that?
Busts down.
What's right Secret Service? Ah! It was her! That's what I would do. I wouldn't. Maybe. I photographed her for a magazine for The Advocate. They had me go to the White House. It was a lot of fun. It was cool. And then I went and met with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, you did.
It's just, you never know. I never know where I'm going to go or who I'm going to photograph. It doesn't have to be a rock star. It could be a cool politician, a cool artist. Sarah Rose Hyland.
You know what, Jen? You really got to, you know, it's an overkill by now. So it's
Man,
really.
I think your audience loves that. Loves a Sarah Rose Hyland.
I'll take your word for it. But so, Jen, how long? We've been married for
almost 5 years, baby. Almost 5 years.
All right. Can I just say, like, all right, I'm a little. All right. Our relationship is, it works. But it's the reason it works is because I'm a little, I think, more detached from like.
Let's reword that. Let's work.
Yeah, go for it. Work. You know what? Go in.
By
this is
a
why
little.
I'm nervous.
No, everything's good. We're good. Everything's fine. We're doing good.
We're fine.
We are fine. I love you so much.
Okay, but how long have we been married?
Get back.
I love you too. So that's what I was saying. So I'm a little more, and it's interesting. I think this would be an interesting conversation between you and I, because people see your work. I'm an artist. You're an artist. They see you as like this big rock and roll, cool chick, which you are. Mm. You're kind of a badass. You're pretty, you're tough, right?
You have a tough vest on.
But I'm a little, thank you. I'm a little different. So, and people see us on Instagram as like, oh, what a cool artist couple. But I think, which is true. Mm-hmm. But I think also like there's, you know, other sides of it. And that's why I'm nervous to bring you on, because I'm not good at talking about like
personal stuff,
personal, intimate stuff. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you're better at that, which makes me very uncomfortable. So
what do you think? I'm gonna throw you under the bus?
Who knows? But even stuff like with anniversaries, I'm like, I don't remember.
She never remembers her anniversary. You never remember anniversaries.
I concentrate on the big strokes, not the small
what's
details.
A big stroke for you?
Just if you're having, are we cool right now? I'm more of in the present. I'm
cool, but when's our wedding anniversary?
I do know that, May 26th.
Of
that gets tricky. I want to say, you know what? See, you said you wouldn't throw me underneath the bus, but I think
I'm not. You just said big, big, big strokes.
Look, man, everybody in every relationship has a Jen Rosenstein. I feel like other people have a people like me, which I'm a little more of a free spirit. I don't think about those things. You are very structured.
I'm
and
romantic like that, though.
Okay, I'm, romantic.
Well, I am very romantic. Like, like birthdays, anniversaries, big moments. I do. Like, I'm like, let's go to Palm Springs. Let's go to Big Bear. Let's celebrate. Let's make mm-hmm. a reservation. Here's some flowers. Here's like, I am somebody, but I am. I am somebody who mm-hmm. I guess you would say is romantic mm-hmm. in that way.
You're very thoughtful.
I want to like celebrate us as individuals mm-hmm. because we're alive.
And I'm that's good. I'm not, I wasn't saying it as a bad thing. I think it's a great
thing. We're
going
to fight.
Do we fight? It's an audio. People are listening. So if you're out there, we totally fight.
We totally fight. I think couples fight. I think you and I are very passionate people. Mm-hmm. As individuals and as a couple, we're very passionate. We both are very strong-minded. Mm-hmm. to a fault sometimes, mm-hmm. but also is an asset.
It's an asset.
Yeah, you got a great ass.
Where are you from, by the way, originally?
I was born in St. John's in Los Angeles, California.
Okay, hi, Pegasus. Hey, so you're a full-blown...
I'm an Angelina.
Angelina. Pegasus is scratching the backdrop right now. She's contributing.
These are your genetics.
I know. She's lovable, though.
Yeah, she is. Everyone loves her.
So you were born and raised in...
Los Angeles, the Inland Empire. Yeah. I don't want to brag.
Yeah.
The IE.
Yeah.
909.
By the way, if you're from the IE, either 909 or the 818, what's the other one?
It's the 909.
909.
818 is the 7 for now.
But I feel like, so I just noticed, I am not a local Los Angelesian.
She is not.
But I noticed that whenever, so if you're not from here, which is a lot of people, so the San Gabriel Valley, Inland Empire, all that, they're very local proud. Yeah. So when anybody says, I'm from the IE.
IE 909.
They do that.
From 909.
And so...
909.
So that's the one thing that I was like, God, you guys are like a gang out there, like
kind of. But we all love meth.
You do love meth. So you're a recovering meth addict. Whenever we go to the Valley, which is even like Studio City, which is a pretty uppity part of the Valley, she's like, I did meth on that corner. I'm like, bitch.
On that corner. I walked into that pavilions. There's only pavilions in the Valley or Culver City.
Yeah. Well, you did meth in the pavilions or on the stoop?
Maybe the Johns in Laurel Canyon. It's hard to say.
How long did you do meth for, Jen Rosenstein?
Well, I still have my teeth, so not that long.
Yeah.
Probably just a couple of years.
But was meth your main?
But like when my brain was forming, so.
That tracks.
You know what I mean?
That all tracks.
It does.
But meth wasn't like your first thing. So let me backtrack. You were sober for how many years?
Right now?
Yeah.
19. I just celebrated 19.
19 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you were using, was meth like your main jam, or were you what? Because you always tell me meth whenever we ride through the valley.
It's fun to say. But it's fun to be like, that's where I did meth.
What else did you do?
You know, all the things. Coke, the meth, the pills, the booze.
Such a dad.
I am a dad.
Did you smoke the weed?
I did smoke the weed. I did smoke the weed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got sober at what age?
22.
22. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you were super down and out. Living in, were you still in the IE?
Oh, no. I got out of the IE when I was 17. Okay. I feel like you should know this.
I do know this, but this people listening people. Don't know. This is for the people, by the people. We are the people.
We are the people.
So give the people what they want.
I'm giving the people what they want. Am I doing okay?
Yeah, you're doing amazing. I know.
You're doing good.
Jen is usually used to being behind the camera. Mm. So today has been, this morning, this past week. When I asked Jen to come on the podcast, it's
am I fat?
Okay, it's been that.
Do I get bloated? How's my hair?
It's been that.
Do I need a haircut?
It's been that.
Do I have a bob?
All of that.
Do I need a facial?
Mm-hmm.
Do I need fillers?
What am I going to wear?
Lips?
Like, it's been a whole
Which
thing.
Shirt should I wear? What do you say?
Wear what you always wear.
Which is basically
your this. Uniform.
So should I wear this one or that one?
So this is a big deal. So this is a big deal that you're in front of the camera. So you're doing amazing. You have such a big, bold, strong personality, such a giving heart. You're such a creative person. You have quite a vibrant story. Right. So that's why I wanted you to come on here, because I think the people behind the camera don't often get attention. Right. Because you're like, I'm good. So they're always in like the shadows. So we're just bringing it out just a little
bring
bit.
Bringing me out of the shadows.
Putting
you in shadow work right now.
Yeah. So we got that you were born in the IE.
No, baby. I was born in Santa Monica.
Born in Santa Monica at St. John's.
St. John's Hospital.
And then you moved, but you were born and raised, and not born.
Yeah, I was raised in the Inland Empire. My parents moved. I'm not frustrated.
Go ahead.
I'm not frustrated. This is kind of like how our first date went.
I don't remember.
Where are you from? I don't know. Tell me about your trauma.
All right. You're going dark on me quick.
No. Let's hurry up and trauma bond.
You're going dark. So I'm just recapping. All right. So so you got sober at 19. Were you already
22?
In? Whatever, man. You were
Do you
already
see what I mean?
In.
Do you see?
It's not important.
This is not really. It. How is it not important how old I was? This is our relationship.
It Let's is. Just keep fucking moving, dude.
God damn it. Well, somebody put it on their iCalendar and on these May 26, 2008, our wedding.
Listen, man. All right. Okay.
So whoever's listening, please put this on their calendar reminder. And on that date, please message Sarah on Instagram and say, don't forget, it's your wife's wedding anniversary.
I'm an artist, man. I'm a free thinker.
Just do me a favor. Help us.
Help me help myself.
Help her. Help me help her and you help
that
her.
That came from a phrase when I was living in Chicago. There was people experiencing homelessness at that time. There was a newspaper called Streetwise. Mm. And so there'd be these guys on the corner or the sidewalk or whatever, and they go, Streetwise, help me help myself. And which means help me help myself, which give me some money for the. So every single time, because of that, I always say, please help me help myself.
I like that.
Yeah. I don't know if they still do it in Chicago, but but at that time they did. It was kind of a cool thing.
I think it's pretty cool.
All right. So you got sober at 22. Listen, I'm learning.
You're doing good. Look, you have it.
I'm learning.
You have it, babe.
So photography, Rosenstein. Mm-hmm. So how did it first come about that you wanted to take, that you wanted to be a photographer?
Oh, I either wanted to be a rapper.
Sure thing.
And then I remember being a little girl listening to Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch and Vanilla Ice and recording myself rapping along to them and realizing that listening back and hearing, love that. I'm like, who is that? That's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it was me.
Oh.
Oh. So I realized then that maybe being a rapper won't work out.
Mm-hmm. Why was it mumbly like that?
Well, I didn't, you know this. I didn't start talking until I was 12, really.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I'm still working on it at 41. Using my words properly.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe it was that. Maybe it was, I just wanted to be a rapper.
Okay.
So yeah. So I realized that wasn't going to work out.
Oh, because of just,
I mean, I'm not
really enunciating,
yeah,
and
maybe that, and I'm
poetic
not,
justice, yeah.
I, but I don't know if people know this or not. Sarah can rap. I don't know if you, and if I don't know if you, not cool.
I mean,
podcast lurkers know this.
Lurkers, I'm sure they enjoy being called the lurkers.
Can that be their fan club?
It's kind of cool.
The not cool,
yeah,
podcast lurkers.
I'm
dude,
kind of lurky
myself.
You know, I'm kind of a lurky
who
myself.
Wants to Can somebody call in right now and say
so creepy.
I love the lurkers.
No, it's good. I like it. I was a stare bear when I was little and it was very lurky. I'm probably very lurky now.
You are a lurker.
I know it looks like starry, but I
you're a lurker.
I observe people. Yeah, I'm lurky.
You scroll and lurk on
so
people.
So creepy.
Isn't that the lurky way?
I have social media into it.
Well, because
I was talking
that's
about
how
it in
we
real
lurk,
form.
Though.
I guess.
That's the lurkers.
Not really. Well, then everybody's a lurker.
Can we have your fan club be called the Lurkers?
Sure.
I love
I feel
that.
Like people feel like they feel.
Katie,
fit
what
into
do you think?
Weird.
I think that's good, man.
the weird.
Not cool lurkers.
Gawky
the not cool lurkers.
Dude, you're making a sports team.
I
right
love
now.
It!
I know. Uniforms and get it out to everybody. We'll have a scrimmage. So, so rapping.
Conference. Convention.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a great rapper. I can rap only because, like I said, in the time that you and I grew up, there was, I can.
What was your band?
It wasn't a band.
Oh, the group.
I didn't have a group.
Yeah, it was a group. You would listen to the CD over and over and over.
Yeah.
Again.
Oh, Arrested Development. Okay. But I was getting into that story.
Let's do a little.
But because, wait,
two,
no.
One, two.
Listen.
One, two, one, just do.
See, even
do
on
it.
My own podcast, she tries to
do
control
it.
The narrative.
Isn't that
amazing?
No. Do you want
no,
me
no,
to
no.
play
Can
it?
Can I finish my
Can
story?
Can you do a little Arrested Development?
Can I finish my story?
Sure, go.
Thanks. So what I was saying is that you and I, well, were you a latchkey kid? Meaning that when you came home from school, like you came home and nobody was there.
Oh,
like
yeah,
both
my
of my parents
my dad
were working.
Yeah, well, my dad raised me, so
yeah.
He mostly raised me. He worked very, very hard to provide, and so he wasn't home a lot.
Mm-hmm.
When I would come home from school.
Right. So you're left to kind of be like, okay, well.
I would throw in Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
And
right?
Even flow!
Yeah.
Because even flow!
Wow. Wow. Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Well, that's, yes.
And yours was?
Well, what I would do is because even my brothers weren't home. So I would eat cookie dough and sit on the like kitchen counter, and I had a big boom box. It had a CD player in it. Mm. And at that time, CDs came with, I feel like we're just two old ninnies sitting on the porch talking about the good old time.
We are.
But they had a fold out, you know, a fold out of all the lyrics of every song on the CD.
Mm.
So it would be my mission that I would play the CDs or the songs over and over and over again, especially rap music,
mm-hmm.
especially for some reason Arrested Development at that time. I loved it so much. And I would not move from that seat until I memorized every single. And it was good because it had a visual. I could see the lyrics. I didn't just have to like think of it in my head.
Can you just give us two lines? Please.
Mr. Winners tried to warn us about our ways, but we don't hear him talking. It's his fault or we gone too far. We got too far. Because again, we walk. Mr. Winner, a man, a human in flesh, but not by law. Giving you dignity to stand with pride. Realize I know we stand tall. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. So anyway, it could go. No. Mr. Wendell, yeah. Mr. Wendell, yeah. So anyway, I flubbed on some of those. That's what I mean. Like, there's nooks and crannies in those songs that I'll still put on now. And for the 98% of it, I'll still know it.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every song on the thing. But sometimes I'll, there's.
You know Vanilla Ice?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Jason Mraz and I did Vanilla Ice.
Yeah,
remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we all, that was Vanilla Ice, by the way, was my first man crush. So did you ever have a man crush, Jen? Because I know you had a boyfriend.
Brad Pitt? I love me some
Where did
Brad
you fall
Pitt.
In love with Brad Pitt first?
Legends of the Fall.
Fuck yeah.
vampire, interview with a vampire. I was like, or maybe you just wanted to be here.
I know. I was like, most lesbians that I ever talk about are like, I don't know if I found him attractive or I just wanted to be him.
No, I thought he was pretty hot. That and Thelma and Louise. He was pretty. Or did I want Thelma and Louise? I don't know.
Or did you want to force him with
maybe,
all of them?
Maybe I wanted all of it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
no. But yeah, I did have a boyfriend in high school.
How did that go?
I wouldn't have sex with him, so he cheated on me with some girl. And then I saw them at a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the Terra Vista Woods movie theater in Rancho Cucamonga, Foothill.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Slurpee in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw them from afar. I looked at them. I got up. And then boyfriend... Mm-hmm. Walked up the aisle. He saw me. I saw him. Mm-hmm. I threw the fucking icy on him.
Shut up.
Took it off. I was like, Rilla! And then walked away.
That's such a dykey thing to do. Such a bull dyke thing.
Such a bull dyke.
You had to throw something at
him. Throw an icy at him. I got him. Not as much as I wanted it to be, but I got the point across. I got the fucking point across, man.
And when you left the theater, did you go and cry, or were you like, fuck, and you just went and played?
Well, here's the thing, man. Baseball. Here's the thing. He wanted to have sex with me. I remember we were naked in his fucking bed.
Thanks
for catching that, Katie. I got it. We were naked in his bed. He drove a little Beetle. Mm-hmm. Remember those little VW Beetles?
Yeah.
Into his house.
Oh, you were old enough that you guys were driving?
I mean, he was driving. He was an older man.
How old were you?
I was like 16, 15. He was like 16. He was like 1 year ahead of me in high school.
Okay.
And he drove us to his dad's house, mm-hmm, in like Lytle Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And we got naked.
Sure you did. All right. I don't know this story.
I was so bored. And the reason, and it was a Monday night. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I remember it was a Monday night,
mm-hmm,
is because Monday night in the 90s at 9 o'clock, on Fox 11, Ally McBeal would be on.
Yeah.
And I love Ally McBeal.
The first public eating disorder case.
Pretty good, man. And I was so bored, and all I could think about was to get home to watch Ally McBeal.
Did you have a crush on Ally McBeal or Portia de Rossi?
Probably Portia de Rossi.
Yeah.
The Ally McBeal, Portia de Rossi. Not Portia de Rossi, no. Portia de Rossi, 90.
Then.
6, 97.
All
right. Before she was... who she is now. Not that there's anything wrong. I don't know her personally, but I just, you know. And I remember boyfriend. I'm not even going to mention. He doesn't even know I exist, I'm sure. I remember boyfriend would put his butt up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm 41 years old, I realize that he was just like waiting to stick it in.
Wait, what?
He wanted to have the sex with me. Wouldn't have the sex with him.
What do you mean he would put his butt up in
like
the air?
He would be what like on top of movie? Me and his butt was like up like me and then this was him.
Or you were laying down.
I would be laying down just being like.
Oh, so.
And I could feel like that's his butt hot. Was like.
Yeah. Did he have a boner?
He must have.
Because he was keeping his
so anytime his we would hang out up. With each other,
his
pelvis would always like be pulled back. So I realized he wanted to have the sex with me, and all I wanted to do was go home and watch Ally McBeal with my dad and order tacos.
How far did you guys get ever? First that, base, second base,
that. And then he cheated on me with this chick.
I can't believe it. How long did you guys date for? Was this your first and only boy?
We went to prom together, homecoming. There's photos out there.
Did you wear a dress?
I did.
Holy
Some
shit.
Might think I look like a drag queen. And it's okay.
It's okay.
Drag queens are okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Was it strapless? I just pictured in like this strapless dress. Like trying to hold up with like a sports bra underneath.
I might have a
You put a boutonniere on it. You're like, no, he's like, that's mine. You're like, oh,
no,
fuck.
No, bitch, it's mine. Just strap it on.
Do you guys fight over who was going?
I mean,
listen, he was a
football dude.
Of course he was.
He was.
Was that your last boyfriend? Because Jen, in the lesbian world, you would call yourself a what?
gold star.
A gold star lesbian. And can you tell people what a gold star lesbian means?
Just means I haven't had sex with a man.
Right. All right.
Have never been penetrated by a man's penis.
Ay, somebody out there is beating off to that. It's going to not be great.
I've never had a penis in my vagina.
All right, moving on. So, me neither.
You've had the penis in your vagina.
I have. A few. There's more than a few. You know that, though.
Like
come
a ton?
On. Oh, yeah, enough.
But my dick's the best.
Wow. God, I hope my dad isn't listening to this.
He won't.
Or your dad.
my dad would laugh.
So how... That is actually,
he'd be like, Jennifer, Jesus fucking Christ. That's what
he would do. Are you and your dad close? You said you were raised by your dad.
Yeah, I love my dad.
Yeah? Good guy. Are you guys very similar? Is he an artist? Is he...
He used to play the trumpet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The trumpet that's in my office is his original trumpet from high school.
Yeah. So was he... I guess in your mom too. Your mom is alive and she is here, and you have a sister.
I do.
So, was your family supportive of you pursuing your dreams to be a photographer?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Wow.
Okay. I always have to be a little careful when I say.
We're not going to tread on family. We usually don't talk about too personal. That's talk about what you want to talk about.
I feel like every time I'm on a podcast, I get criticize of what I said or didn't say.
We're not going to talk about. We're going to talk about your dad because I think he's a big cheerleader for you, right?
He's a huge cheerleader for me, even to today. I mean, he bought me my first camera.
Mm-hmm.
My high school senior graduation present was a camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would always pay for me to get my film developed. As a little girl, I would always have like those throwaway cameras, those disposable throwaway cameras, and I would go and take photos of like dumb shit of like rock, gas station pump.
You still
like,
do
Daddy?
That.
Can I? I do. Actually.
Yeah, that sounds. But make it similar. Classy. Yeah. With far more expensive equipment these days.
That's true. Yeah, and so that's so he would always like every day his office was next to a 1-hour development place in Rancho Cucamonga, and I would just go and every day just get film developed every single day. And I think I almost joined the army. I was actually in the Young Marines at El Toro Marine Base, which is no longer around, because I couldn't, like, I wasn't good with school.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway. So yeah, I
relate.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, meh. I just love pot too much.
Yeah.
Right? You too.
Well, I never liked school like yourself. Mm. I think I thought about the military as far as Girl Scouts. And I was like, and I tried that organization first. Cookies. Well, I didn't make it to Girl Scouts. I only made it to Brownies. So I thought, I don't know if boot camp is gonna work out. Not right now.
No, I usually do this when I'm not. Are you mad?
No, not at all. No.
Like these later.
So Jen is taking a photo with her Leica because usually Jen's on the other side while I'm with another guest taking photos. So she brought her Leica here, and I've had to get really used to having a camera in my face, even when I'm like, oh, not right now. And then which is most of the time, I would say I'm a pretty shy to be honest, like a pretty, I don't ever really want my photo taken. But when you're married to a photographer, what I have found is like, it doesn't fucking matter. You're taking your photo.
Your photo's going to be taken.
Yeah. So a lot of times I just do like this, like this. And it's been very difficult because usually when I have my photo taken, which you do too, by the way, like when a camera's turned, I do something stupid like, and then you're like, no. And I'm like,
and then so how else? Let's practice. Ready, go.
No.
Come on.
So you wanted to be part of the military. You wanted to be part of the military because it's we're also
play
audio.
Me. Play with me.
Help me.
Come on.
Sweetie.
Foreplay. And then.
Okay.
That was so good.
Thank you so much.
I'll look at the photos later on.
Thank you so much. So you didn't go to the Army, but you thought about going to the Army.
I thought about going to the Army. I didn't go to the Army. I decided, I'm like, I'm going to smoke a joint. If I smoke a joint tonight, that means I'm not going to the Army.
Right.
So I smoked a joint.
Right.
I was going to go into the Army as a buddy system, and the other chick ended up going, but I didn't go.
Right.
And I just kept going on in my own merry way.
So what did you do instead? I love that you had a buddy system, and your buddy was like, peace. And you're like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm going to be an artist.
She still went in, and, you know, I mean, we all know what happened after 99, you know, like all that stuff, and then the wars and whatever.
Desert Storm, correct? I'm going to sound really dumb if I just put that out there. Uh-oh. Am I dumb?
No, baby. You're never dumb, but I see somebody saying,
yeah, but was it Desert Storm? Can you confirm that?
Well, it was 9/11. Desert Storm was in the mid-90s.
Yeah, you said 90 something.
Well, so like I graduated in 99. You're doing good. You're doing really good. And then it was 9/11. And so after 9/11, when everybody was like sent out, my friend ended up being like
deployed?
Deployed like a bunch of times.
Oh, boy.
As a medic. And so I has PTSD. You know what I mean?
I wonder if you would have become like an army photographer over there.
I wanted to be.
You did?
Yeah. I wanted to.
That was a guess.
That's what I wanted to do.
They have that?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
What made you? What attracted you?
I also thought
about...
I was going to find a man and marry him in the military and have a military family.
Yeah, girl. Yeah, have military babies.
Military babies.
Oh, that's cute.
The more kids you have, the more money they give you.
Well, you must. Okay. Well, all right. So you didn't do that. So you went to what happened anyway? So she got deployed, and then
she
you're
got
doing
deployed,
what?
I came out as the gay.
Mm-hmm.
The gay. And then I went on my own journey.
What was your journey?
Well, I got into lots of drugs, got a lot of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I was just free range.
Okay, so when what made you get sober? And then after you got sober, is that when you started? You went to art
no,
center?
No, I was doing a lot of photos. I worked at this camera shop in the Valley for a long time in Chatsworth.
Yes.
And I would go to Kinko's and make little cards. Like, Jen Rosenstein, photographer, call me. You know, and I would go to like Club Lingerie, which is no longer here, mm-hmm. Whiskey A Go-Go, the Troubadour, the Viper Room. Like, I wouldn't even be 21. I would just go.
Mm.
At Molly Malone's, Genghis Cohen, like all these places back in like the early 2000s, late 90s, where like the music scene was like happening. This booker named Jay Tinsky would book all these amazing up-and-coming artists.
Mm.
Some are like massive now, which is really cool to be a part of. And that's where I met Beth Hart. Mm-hmm. Buddy.
He was a massive musician.
So and she took me to one of my first meetings. I was at Club Lingerie, which is no longer there, which used to be like, it was a legendary place. Like, the Doors used to play there. Stevie Nicks, I think, played like all the, I could be wrong about that, but it could, like, I know for sure, like that era.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like super rad place. I would go in, take photos with my old film Pentax or whatever, Canon camera or Nikon camera I had then. And I would just like give out my card and be like, if you want to see these photos, like whatever. I had no idea what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Zero idea what I was doing. And then I had my first paid photo shoot when I was probably 18.
Mm-hmm.
Which turned out to be the first time I ever did cocaine in the Hollywood Hills. And a one-night stand with somebody that may or may not have been Tracy Chapman.
Now, when you say may or may not have been...
It wasn't, but because I don't want to get sued by Tracy Chapman.
Because she's listening to this
She's
podcast.
Listening to because she's a not cool...
Lurker.
If any, you too. Tracy if Chapman, you were a part of the
I know
fan
your whole
club, album. You too can have this mug.
I know the whole... Every lyric of Fast Car, so... If, Tracy Chapman,
oh,
if
it.
You're listening.
And one,
no,
and
no, no,
no.
Listen,
and
this isn't
it.
About
come on,
me.
Come
it's
on,
about
do it.
You.
Do it. You know, I love it when you sing.
So, listen. So, okay. So, here's the thing. Also, too, you have fans, right? You have a lot of
you
fans.
You want me to finish my story? Is it done?
I do want to. I know. I want you to finish because then I have. List. Look at all these. These are all. I'm not going to ask all of these, but all these
holy
questions
shit.
Were. You have
are you
a
sure
lot
I didn't make up any of those questions?
You did not make up any of these questions. So, finish your story.
Anyways, yeah, that was it. I ended up having this like one night stand with the lead singer of this band. I think they were called Madame Medusa. I don't really know. I had a Jeep Wrangler white soft top at the time. And I remember she was like, you ought to do some cocaine. I was like, cool, man. Yeah, let's do some cocaine. Mm-hmm. And she showed me how to do it and we did it.
She showed you how to do it?
Yeah, I didn't know. I've never done hard drugs at that point.
You had like a tutorial of like...
It was. This is how you do it. It was. I had no idea. And I did it. I was like, holy shit. I want more. And we did a bunch. And she was like, hey, man, you got to slow down. I'm like, I don't slow down. And she's like, have a joint. Mm-hmm. Like it was like this thing. And then we had this
The joint,
the cocaine, the weed. And then we had the sex in a weird overdose kind of way.
Was that your first sexual experience with a woman?
No.
Oh.
No, thank God.
I was like, what the fuck?
Traumatizing.
Okay, so you guys had a sexual experience and you guys were, I have a spiritual experience.
We're very coked out of our minds.
Right.
There was like snot coming out because I've never done cocaine before. So it was like snotty everywhere. I'm like, like I had no idea. I'm like, what's.
Like, you already had meth mouth? What the fuck? You went through a cocaine tutorial to have a meth mouth and picking fucking invisible ants off your skin? What the fuck?
I work fast.
That's why I just liked alcohol, man.
Drugs, you love the booze.
I had that.
You love the booze.
I do. I don't need drugs to fuck me up. My brain is
very fucked up enough.
Is fucked up enough. I do. I think crazy shit all the time. I don't need it. I never.
What do you think about right now? What's the most?
Well, before I get to these questions, I'm thinking that. So you after that that was your first. Kind of like sounds like worldly experience out there in the world of taking photographs.
I got paid $100. I thought I was like holy shit.
I understand.
You know what I mean? $100.
Yeah.
18 years old on doing photos for a band in the Hollywood Hills, an abandoned building. Like I thought it was the shit.
Yeah. I understand that too. I made I sold two paintings in high school to her. I'll say her name. First name was Molly. I won't say her last name because we're kind of related. But she paid $50 for each one. I made $100.
Molly?
No. You don't know. She made $100. I made $100, dude.
That's amazing.
That's
a lot of money.
It's a lot of money now.
If only people would. Love to pay artists for what we're worth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So
do people know how good of an artist you are as a painter?
Sweetie, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it doesn't matter. This is about you. This is about you and
photograph you, world. Because you are a fucking brilliant artist.
Thanks, Generous and Stain. I appreciate you.
Not cool with Sarah Hyland.
All right, we're gonna get into these questions, okay? Because a lot of these are about kind of like present. A little bit because, okay, so this is from I'm going to say your name's wrong and I really apologize, but when you read Instagram handles, you kind of realize how funky they are when you actually read them. At Yotesbed, let's just say that. I'm sorry if it's wrong. What made you want to be a photographer?
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
For real?
I wanted to be, like, it was rad. Like, I loved... I wanted to be a photographer. I wanted to be an artist. I wanted to have everything that artists have. Like, I wanted that. I wanted to be visual. I didn't want anybody to tell me what the fuck to do. I didn't want a boss. From the beginning, I didn't want a fucking human resources. I didn't want somebody telling me how to dress, how to look, how I need to fucking comb my hair.
I am glad you didn't go to the army.
You know, Well, that's why I didn't go into the army is because I didn't want anybody telling me what to do. And then I married you.
Actually, that's why I would have gone to the army for the outfits.
Uniform?
Yeah.
You have a uniform.
Yeah, I'm like, give me that one piece.
Yeah, that's good. That onesie. Give me that onesie.
Give me that onesie so you can't see
me. Give me the onesie. Yeah.
All right, cool. So, all right, and this is another question. What do you still love about photography? Because it's a full-on profession for you now. You're in it.
I am in it. I am so in it. I love it. I love every day is different. I love that I can tell stories visually. I love that people trust me and I trust them. Photography is a mutual, like you have to have mutual respect and trust, all of that. And yeah, I mean, it's more than just picking up the camera and taking a photo. You're like, it's very intimate. Even if it's just a studio photo shoot, mm-hmm. it's super fucking intimate. And like, it's just not me waiting for somebody to come up. Like, there's a lot of like pre-care. Like, I'm with the artist, or I'm with, you know, phone calls, I'm having coffee. It's like I get a new friend. It's like a built-in new friend.
Right. Too.
It's cool, man. I love it. I love where it takes me. I never know. Sometimes I fucking hate it because I don't know when the next job's going to come. You know, like mm-hmm. you never know. And then 1 month, you're like insane, wanting to have a day off. And then 1 month, you're like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? I should have went to school to push paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? At least that would be stable.
Yeah. Which is interesting because the next question that a completely different person asked is, which by the way, I've watched this whole scenario happen. So it's interesting to hear you talk about it. This is from at Books Giving, gosh darn it, Gurs and Purs. I'm sorry if that's wrong.
Oh, that's Tracy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I did it wrong, Tracy. I suck. How do you create an environment where a person feels comfortable taking photos? Okay. Nice transition.
Honestly, like, so I recently photographed Tegan and Sarah mm-hmm. for a magazine cover. And that was probably one of the biggest compliments I received from them. They said, wow, you've really made this so comfortable for me. There's no drama. There's no ego. I was playing Fleetwood Mac, Tom Petty, which tends to be kind of like my soundtracks to like photo shoots. It's really chill. There's usually sage involved or mm-hmm. good Palo Santo, maybe some crystals by my Digitech, you know, Josh knows how to handle me really well with that. Mm-hmm. But to get that compliment from somebody who's been photographed a gazillion times of like, wow, you know how to do this right. Because mm-hmm. it's fucking chill. Like, I love taking care of my crew. I love taking care of the talent. I always buy them coffee, food. First thing, they come on set. I'm like, what do you want to drink?
Mm-hmm.
You want some sage? Let's fucking do this. I sage.
Welcome to the lesbian bar. We liquefy sage.
I sage just before we left the house.
She does every day.
I do.
And Sarah's it's not grumpy. Gonna work, man. I'm like, that ain't gonna work.
It doesn't. But it feels good.
Did you always do that, by the way? Because you do. Like, so when Jen sets up, so Jen has had we've lived a couple places, and she sets up her photograph studio. Is a photograph Let's, studio
you're
it's like
so
you
good.
Call in the weed
the photo studio
but yeah, what I've noticed is that every single time you set up a tone that you sage it, there's incense, there's usually Fleetwood Mac is your playlist. Mm-hmm. you have different playlists. Mm-hmm. when did you start doing that, or when did it come to you of like, oh, I should make this stylized to myself?
I think I've always kind of done that. I think that's always kind of been my thing.
Yeah,
it just feels good to me. And that's, it's really about me. It just, like, it feels good.
Let's get clear. Don't get nasty, Rosenstein. Don't get nasty.
Highland.
All right. So I'm going to move on because you're getting nasty. All right. So
I do enjoy a good atmosphere.
You do.
I do.
You're a tone setter. Mm-hmm. At Ben_Spicer. Shit. All right. What's the significance? Oh, okay. Yeah. What's the significance of your Hebrew tattoo? And you have many tattoos, but what's the significance of that one?
Good eye. I'm glad he didn't miss it.
Because it's so
small,
discreet.
It's on my butt.
Tiny cheek. And
it's very small. It's under my boobie breast. My boobie breast fold.
Yeah. Barely see it.
Barely. Like, what is it? It's the Serenity Prayer in Hebrew. And I don't know if your lurkers know what that means. It's God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which you also are very familiar with.
I'm very familiar with that.
I got this when I first got sober when I was 22 by a, I got it done. Did I get it done in my old apartment? I can't remember. But it was from this guy in this motorcycle gang called the Mongols. Mm-hmm. It was a big LA motorcycle gang, but they were a part of this treatment center I went to called Impact, and he was a tattoo artist. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I asked him to tattoo the Serenity Prayer in Hebrew. It was like my first year of sobriety. It's one of those tattoos people. I'm going to get tattooed on my forehead.
So why Hebrew, though?
Well, you know, as we both know from my 23andMe, I am
50% Jew.
It is true. I am a true, true Jew.
Yep.
My dad would be so proud. My Farley Rosenstein would be very excited. It's in Hebrew. I think it's beautiful. I'm not a super Jew, but I do love the Jew brew.
You should open a coffee shop
and just Jew brew.
You call it the Jew brew.
I do, man. I think Hebrew. I love everything about the Jewish religion. It's so beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
And so I wanted it on me. And so also I thought, like, having it in Hebrew, people couldn't tell what it was. So like, oh, are you an AA?
Yeah.
Are you an NA? You know, all this stuff. But now I get, can you read that? Can you say? I'm like, leave me alone. Just
yeah.
Anyway, what's the next question?
Well, so for years now, it is interesting because we will walk down the street and grown-ass men mm-hmm. will come and take your forearm and start turning it. I'm like, bitch, that's why I don't get novels posted on any part of my body because yeah, I don't want people wild. reading yeah. my shit. What if I just got a big Bible verse on my whole
Would
chest?
Would you, though?
John 16.
What is John 16?
I don't know, but a wrestler knows it. What's that wrestler?
Is his name John 16?
Yeah, John like 316 or some shit. I don't know. Something about wrath and snakes and shit, I'm sure. All right, so.
You might have that on your chest.
I thought you were going to say on my vagina.
Do you have that on your army lesbian vest? You have Boy Scouts of America.
It's not army lesbian.
I'm going fishing!
I ride a Catch bike. Swim. Get off of me.
Bell telephone operator.
All right, how. How, oh, okay, that's a technical one. Okay.
You can ask me technical.
Okay, okay.
You don't have
At
to.
At Yotes Bed, who's been the most, like, fun to photograph? Like, who's the most, I have a feeling I kind of know this answer, but who's.
Who do you think it is?
I know who I was most jazzed.
Who?
Fucking Foo Fighters.
Yeah, they're the fucking best.
Fucking. Food, like meeting as an old school 90s Nirvana kid
mm-hmm.
and like walking into a studio and there's Dave.
Do you remember
Pat Smear? I was like,
so
that's
I brought Sarah. It was actually the week of her birthday and I got commissioned.
I was turning 21.
I thought I was 23 mm-hmm. For Guitar World, who I shoot for a lot, who I love them. They're, mm-hmm. they've been great clients of mine. And they commissioned me to shoot the Foo Fighters for the cover of the magazine. And it landed the same week as Sarah's birthday. And at first, Dave and the guys were going to come to our home studio in Silver mm-hmm. Lake. And I was like, oh, Dave Grohl is going to be taking a shit in our bathroom.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, take a shit and leave.
I wonder if it smells like Teen Spirit. See what it did there.
Smells like.
All right. So Dave Grohl is going to come to our home studio, but.
Anyway, but they were doing the James Corgan. Was it James Corgan?
Yeah, job? You're right. Yeah,
The karaoke, and so we had to change it up and shoot at the CBS studios, mm-hmm. which was cool. It was a great time on the lot. And I brought you. Do you remember when Dave walked in?
Yes.
Do you remember how fucking nervous I was?
Yes.
Do you remember how nervous you were?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, meaning that, like, I know for me.
Give me your hand. I want
to
hold
Jen, that.
To see what happens.
Did you see what I mean?
Yeah, I just
need.
Hold her
I need
hand.
So much to stay focused. Hand. I have ADD, like you wouldn't
you got
believe
this, baby.
It. And any flashing of anything, I'm like, were we talking about cereal? Like, it. I need to.
I love cereal.
Me too. So yeah, he walked in. And I don't really ever get too nervous. I definitely get nervous around, like, because it's respect. It's just like.
Were you nervous around Ozzy Osbourne?
I wasn't as nervous around Ozzy as I was.
What about Smashing Pumpkins?
Wasn't as nervous. even those are all 90s. Oh, Ozzy's way before that, but like Smashing, like still, like there's something about Nirvana. There's something about Dave Grohl.
Yeah, yeah.
He's such a force. Like, yeah, he's a good and guy. I've never seen you nervous. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen you like, like, you know,
because also making sure it's right. Fuck it up.
Yeah,
it's fucking Dave. It's Foo Fighters.
Yeah,
man, I don't want to fuck it up.
Yeah.
So he came in. Mm-hmm. We did his portraits. Mm-hmm. He was so fucking rad. Mm-hmm. He also had me go with him to the rehearsals, and that's when I took that photo in the van. But like, yeah, it was just so, he was such a nice guy, such a cool dude. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, I would say he's top, but as you have mentioned, you've shot several kind of, I would say, same caliber musicians. That,
yeah, I've been very lucky.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
Well, I'm going to ask one more of these, and then we'll get into our drawings. Yeah, let's do this one. All right, this one's from at Name That Doll. How does the energy? Well, this kind of ties in. How does the energy of the rocks of a rock star affect your photography compared to like another space? Maybe like a more artistic or more normalized client. Like, how does it affect you?
Like a normal person?
Yeah.
Like a rock star too. Honestly, it's the same.
Yeah.
I treat each person the same, each client the same, each shoot. I do exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think one is bigger or I don't treat one like they're like, no, is that what you're asking? Like nonchalant compared to so-and-so, like it's all the same to me. Yeah. I really try to put people on the same, because ultimately I have to have this, there's the same goal. Like I need to make this amazing image of this person, tell the story. And no matter what, like I'm never going, because so-and-so doesn't have enough followers on Instagram, or they don't have a Grammy, or they don't have, like, it doesn't fucking matter to me. Like they are human beings. They're coming to me to create an image for them, for whatever it may be. If it's real estate, therapy, rock and roll album, pressed, whatever the fuck it is. Like I'm still an artist. And so I'm always going to give them 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good answer, Jen.
Thanks, Sarah.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do our drawing.
Okay.
Right. We're going to do, you're very, if anyone is familiar with the no look drawing, it's Jen Rosenstein, because I feel like I've done, our whole kitchen wall is covered with no look drawings of Jen, because that's what we did during the pandemic.
You're so good at it.
Okay, so as you know from being a part of this podcast, so when we do this, the question that I ask is, what is the most not cool thing about you?
God, man, I was trying to figure that, think about that. I'm sure you have some pretty good fucking ideas of what's
no,
not cool about
I don't want to get in a fight. No, 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 I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I was kidding. That's me as a comic. I'm just so alleviating pretty. Some of the thing. No, 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 no. I'm kidding. No, what is the most, okay. What is the most not cool thing about you? So I know things that bother you.
What bother me?
Like OCD stuff.
OCD stuff? Like what?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what's not cool about you. I think that drives you crazy.
So pretty.
Jen, what is the most, look, just so, what's just the most not cool thing? That is what comes to me, but I can't answer that for you.
I do have a little OCD-ish stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Ooh, this is fun.
Do you like it? You've never done one of me.
No.
No.
This is closer. This is close enough to red, right?
It doesn't. Yeah, sure. Do whatever color you want.
I
want
to do you.
You're also an artist, by the way. You're a visual artist, not just a photographer.
That's true.
You do paintings.
I do paintings and mixed mediums.
And makes you what?
Mixed media. I just looked. Fuck. It's okay. But it wasn't on purpose.
It's okay. You're avoiding the question. But if you weren't a photographer, what would you be doing?
Oh, be a dentist.
I guess you're all cool. Be a dentist?
Sure.
Be a dentist?
I don't know, man.
Really?
It's the opposite of being a fucking photographer and artist. Like, I feel like dentists make money.
Okay. You make money. You do very well. One thing about Jen is that there is a thing she loves to do. Jen does very well.
I do.
Good. You do really well. And I've never seen her, not as a freelance artist, you work a pretty majority of the time. You do well.
I'm very lucky. I'm very grateful. I've done well.
But somehow Jen always has an idea that you're going to be without a home.
I'm going to be homeless, poor, not be able to provide food, coffee.
Are you a hunter? What are you hunting?
I'm hunting for us.
Are you really?
Yes.
You hunting some weird fucking hunter provider man?
Hunter
what
provider.
Are you talking about?
I don't know, man.
We go to Air One. What do. Are you
That's
we
do just
talking about?
We do just
you
fucking
eat kale.
Fine. I do eat. I'm also a vegan, so being a vegan seems to be expensive these days.
You are
we
a vegan.
We live in LA, man. We have a really good life. I mean, I'm very grateful for what we have.
If you didn't live in LA, where would you live? Because you're diehard local LA, so where would you live?
Like, I've been all over the world. Mm-hmm. I've been in New York a bunch too, like everywhere in the States. I love LA. It's the best weather. I mean, it's liberal. It's a good zone for me. A lot of my work is here. If I need to go anywhere else, I could fly anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
They're so pretty.
So this is what she does when she can't think of something, that she fills it in because she knows it makes me really uncomfortable. It makes me so uncomfortable.
But I do think you're gorgeous.
I would rather you just say I'm a troll and then I would feel comfortable. So I'm kidding. I said it.
From trollage.
So I'm not a vegan. I think there's several differences in our relationship that we're trying to get past. I would eat an elk if somebody put it in front of me on a plate.
I couldn't see it being killed.
We're watching. We'll end on this. We're watching the Last of Us.
Are we done
right now? And it's about apocalypse and people eating people and venison. And Jen constantly a horse got shot, and she just repeats, "Is that real? That's not real, right? That's not real." And I have to eventually say, "No, it's not real." For us to move on and her not to cry.
I haven't looked at it yet.
It looks really good.
You got my double chin in that.
It's not that. All of
you got my double chin.
Can I say in my defense that they all look the same?
I asked you not to do my double chin.
And
I look bloated. It's from the soup last night. I look bloated.
You know what, Katie?
Beautiful.
I could have literally drawn a supermodel and yeah. You would have found fault with it. It's
not
great.
True.
It's a no look. I look like...
That's pretty fucking
I look
fine.
Like a meth addict right there with some sort of weird rainbow extension situation with windows in my soul.
Do people
That's what
know
I look
you
like.
Used to put extensions in?
Yeah, no, they don't because we don't talk about me on this
what
podcast.
What did it look like when you had extensions? It was pretty good.
You never saw me with extensions.
I know from you telling me.
I've done a lot of dumb shit in my life, and most of them were my early
20s.
Am I
20s. One of them?
No. No. All right, Jen Rosenstein. So... Where
you got my hair?
What are people?
Do you want me to sign it?
Yeah, sign it. What are you working on right now? What's going on with you right now?
Christ.
What's happening with you right now?
We're doing Moonlight Collective stuff this month.
Oh, that's right.
The Moonlight Collective.
Yes. So we have a collaborative project coming up with Moonlight Collective, which is an art community. And so what that basically looks like is Jen takes photos and then I paint on top of the photos.
Ah, it's so fucking
cool. It's pretty cool.
Can I show them what you did?
No, because people can't see it.
Can you? You could see. You can't see it, can you?
No. So that'll be coming out. We're going to do some live things on Instagram. So I hope you guys watch that. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about the collaboration and talking about Moonlight Collective. They'll be on there with us. Hopefully we're going to have a full on like actual show, physical show that you mm-hmm. can come and be a part of. It's just the collaboration of two completely different, very technical perspective and my perspective, which looks like I'm on drugs half the time, but I'm completely sober.
Okay?
Could be, but I'm not.
Okay.
Can we please end on what you think is not cool about you? Because you totally you negated that question.
Fuck. What, like, anything?
Anything. Yeah. Everybody's something not cool about them.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm really critical.
You're really critical. Mm-hmm. Hmm. You don't say.
I'm really critical.
I can vouch for that.
I'm being honest. I know you are. Fucking with me right
I'm
now?
Not fucking with you. I think, yeah, I think that's great. I'm a critical motherfucker. Like, it's fine.
She is. That's true. See? It's okay, though. You and I are both critical, intense motherfuckers. And that's why we create some good shit. And we, like, have a really cool life together. I'm proud of you. You've done some good shit, man.
Look I love this. That you feel like you're going to start crying when you say that. You've yeah. done some really great wow. things, man. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You know how proud I am of
you. I'm proud of you too, Jen. I'm very proud. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Not Cool with Jen Rosenstein, artist, photographer, wife, daughter, sister, dog owner, and a cat owner, and a good overall human being. And animals are happy to have her because she's a vegan. And I adore you. Thank you for coming on. And I think all of us love you too. We all can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you. Same for you. Thanks for coming on the podcast. I hope you don't regret it.
Come back anytime.
Can I?
On my face.
Can I come on your face right now?
I think we're just going to end it there.
Okay.
Hey everybody, you want more Not Cool? Then go to Instagram and subscribe to Not Cool Pod and or on my own personal page, which is Sarah Hyland Rosenstein. And to watch the full videos of the podcast, subscribe to the Comedy Store channel on YouTube. And please don't forget to rate and review and, of course, subscribe. Thanks for listening and watching, you guys. Stay not cool.